Well, all right, everyone. Do me, baby. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio with Lady Diva here this evening with Melissa Morgan here tonight. Melissa Morgan, are you with me this evening?
Hello, I am here. I am here.
All right. Where are you calling from, Miss Morgan?
Well, right now I'm calling from Queens, New York, Corona, Queens, New York, because I have a co-op here that I stay in New York, and we are here for this month. I also have a house in South Carolina and Aruba, but right now I'm in New York City.
All right now. Hey. Now, anyone is welcome to call on the show right now. We are live right now. You know my guest line number, 657-383-0771, and speak with Miss Morgan. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself and what inspired you in the beginning of your musical journey, Miss Morgan.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I really want to say my mom, Margie Morgan, inspired me at the beginning of my journey. She used to listen to so much soul music around the house that it was infectious to us. We just loved when my mother and my aunts and stuff would come over to the house and they put on James Brown or Aretha Franklin or Temptations, and they would get up and dance. And we were just little kids then, so we would emulate them, you know, dancing and singing. And I just really had a knack from early on of remembering lyrics and sounds and things like that. So when they would leave and my mother would be there alone and she put the music on, I would just emulate and sing the songs. And one day she was just like, you know what, you sound almost like Aretha Franklin. You sound almost like, you know, the Supremes. And she says, you know, well, if you want to sing, I'm going to, the next time my sisters come over, you guys are going to dress up and you're going to sing in front of them. And
wow.
Me and my sisters did. Yeah. And she said, and if you do good, I'm going to take you to Showtime at the Apollo, amateur night at the Apollo. And, you know, you're going to get up and sing on the stage. So we would dress up and sing for my aunts and uncles when they came over to the house and partied on the weekend. You know how they had those house parties.
Yeah.
So we would do that. And I just kept singing and kept singing. Now, the moral of the story is that my mom never took me to amateur night at the Apollo, but I wound up years later singing on Showtime at the Apollo many, many, many times.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Now, the song that I spin first, Do Me Baby. Now, was that the song that highlighted your music career?
You know, it was the song that really, really highlighted my solo career. But I had been singing on the music scene long before then. I had been singing with Jocelyn Brown, you know, singing background on records.
Right.
And I had a hit song that was a number one dance song even before Do Me Baby, called Keep in Touch Body to Body. And that was me singing lead on that song with a group. And there really was no group. It was just me and my friends in the studio, and Patrick Adams produced that. And 2 weeks later, it was on the radio, and it went straight to number one on the dance chart. So I had gotten my feet wet a little bit, you know, in the music industry before Do Me Baby, and I had toured with Chaka Khan after that, toured with Kashif, and I was actually touring with Kashif, opening up for Gladys Knight in the pits when Hush Productions, who at that time was managing and producing Melba Moore and Freddie Jackson and Lilo Thomas and people like that, when they asked me to come into the office, you know, to see them because they thought it was time for me to do my own solo career. And I went in that Monday and they signed me immediately on the spot, and they signed me to Capitol Records.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. it's a fairy tale story, but it was a lot of work up to that point, but to tell it like that, it seems like it just happened overnight, right?
Yeah. So, love changes with Kashif, back together again, with Freddie Jackson, and many other artists. What were you going through in that time?
Those were all different times. Kashif, me and Kashif had bonded long before Do Me Baby, because I was kind of like his go-to singer in the studio. So he would call me and hire me to sing behind all kind of people that he was working on in his project, and he actually called me in to sing on Whitney Houston's first CD.
Wow.
The Whitney album. Yeah, I'm singing background on that. I'm actually singing with Whitney on the song Thinking About You. That's me and her singing together. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I keep thinking about you, baby. That's me and her actually together.
Okay.
So after that, then I got signed, and she came out, and Do Me Baby came out, and Kashif's stuff was out, and we were all on the charts doing well, and I actually went over his house to thank him for, you know, just always calling me and believing in my talent, take me on the road with him opening for Gladys Knight and the Pimps and helping me get my deal. He was responsible for that. And he said, you know what, I'm doing this song, this Mother's Finest song, Love Changes, and, I'm going to do it, you know, as a solo, but I want you to hear it. And I went and I heard the song, and I was like, I love the song so much, and he did such great tracks, you know, because he was such a great producer. Yeah, I told him, I said, this should be a duet. And he was like, really? You want to do it with me? And I was like, sure, I'll do it with you. And that's how it came about. I came in like a week later and recorded the vocals, and the rest is history. Everybody just loved our voices together, and the song went on to be like a number one song in some markets and number two song on Billboard. It was a really big hit for both of us.
Yes, it was. We have a caller. Area code 323. Please state your name. Speak.
Well, this is Verdina Brody. Hello, Melissa. How are you? I was like, oh, my God, because I just got out of a meeting, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to hurry up and call. I was scared. I missed it.
No.
How are you?
Thank you for calling.
I am so fine. And thank you. Verdina's been, like, so wonderful with helping me get contacts and connecting with people, you know, because I'm coming back in the industry. This is my first new CD in over 10 years. So I went to Las Vegas and met Verdina, and me and her have just been friends. And, you know, we're going to be doing more things together. But Verdina is the reason for me calling. And thank you, Brenda. And this is just wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, Verdina. You're a good friend.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Brenda.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna be doing a lot more. We're gonna get Melissa to Evansville.
Yes.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yes.
I haven't played there.
Yes, I wanna get you booked down there.
Yes.
That'd be wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Thank
and
this, you.
And the whole CD is really good.
Yes.
Getting great reviews and performing. And Verdina, I just got the UK tour, so we're very excited about that. So we'll be talking about that during this hour. And just some really wonderful things. You've been seeing all the magazine covers and stuff. So
you have been doing it. You have been rocking.
Yes.
That is awesome.
I'm doing that. And this is a woman's power thing. I'm doing all of this basically through my own company, Asylum Productions. So, women, you can get out there and do it yourselves. You know, if people ain't helping you, get on that phone and get out there and get your friends like Verdina and go out there and do it for yourself. You can do it. I'm proof of that.
Amen. Yes, amen.
That
thank you
so
for that.
True. That is so
thank
true.
You.
But ladies,
wow.
you have good evening. Melissa, we will talk soon, but I've got to get back inside and go see some patients.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Medina.
All righty. You guys take care. Love you guys.
Love you. All right.
Take care.
Now, Melissa, I'm getting ready to play one of the tracks on your album, Love Demands album.
Oh, yeah, the new CD. Yeah. Girl, they don't do albums no more.
CD album then. I'm sorry. Excuse me, everyone.
It is such a different industry with streaming and online.
Yes, it is.
And, yes, internet purchases and it's just such a. We'll talk about that. It's such a different industry from when I first started out, and there were albums and record stores and all that. There's none of that no more.
All right. Yes, it is. Thank you for that information. And I would like to spin Never Loved a Man. So can you give me a brief story behind why did you do this cover song, Never Loved a Man, by the legendary Aretha Franklin?
Well, like the story I told you, I started out singing songs like Respect when I was like, 4, 5, 6 years old in my mom's living room. So I've always had Aretha Franklin's music and spirit and energy around me. After that, I went to sing gospel, and we would sing songs from her gospel album, Amazing Grace, which was wonderful. So her energy and her God-gifted talent that she shared with the world has always been around me. So when we recorded songs on the last CD, I did a little snippet of Ain't No Way, and Valerie Simpson played piano on it for me, which was wonderful. And it was just a tiny snippet. So this time around, when I got to do a whole CD, I said, you know what? I want to do another Aretha Franklin song, and I chose Never Loved a Man the Way That I just like the energy and spirit of that song.
Yes.
You know, when she gets up and, you know, because some of these women are a little passive, you know, and they let these men walk all over them. Aretha wasn't having that, you know?
Yeah.
And we're not having that in 2019 either. So that's why I love that song, and that's why I chose it.
All right. Here's Never Loved a Man by Melissa Morgan, everyone. And please call the guest line number. Energy. Thank you for that. Wow. Wow.
Yes.
So let's talk about your upcoming performances and scheduled events you have coming up this month and in March, Ms. Morgan.
Oh, my goodness. We got such good things. First of all, I'm doing a pre-Valentine's Day show in Jamaica, Queens, New York that we're excited about. I do that this Saturday at a club called Amazura. So we have that coming up. We have so many good things. Let's see what else we got. In March, I'm doing a Icons Music Awards show where they're giving me the Icon Music Award.
Yes.
For my contribution in the music industry, and that's going to be in Atlanta, and that's for the Black women of arts and jazz. So we're very excited that March 9th. You can go on my Instagram and on my Facebook and find out all that information. I'll give you that in a minute. Let's see, March 23rd, I'm going to be in Raleigh, North Carolina for a fun day party at TJ's nightclub. So we're doing that on March 23rd, day party from 4 to 8. And I'm doing Myrtle Beach on March 23rd. Yeah. So just so many good things. And like I said, you can go on my website. My website for Facebook is Melissa Morgan 2, or my fan page, Melissa Morgan Fan Page 1. That's all Facebook. And guys, Melissa is spelled with one S. So it's MelissaMorgan. There are no two S's and no two L's and none of that stuff. Or you can go on Twitter at MelissaMorgan22 or Instagram at MelissaMorgan1.
All right. Thank you for that information, Melissa. And I would like to spin another track here. It's called No More. Now, I know there has to be a brief story behind this track here.
Oh, yes. My musical tracks came from a gentleman out in Ohio called Brady Gazi. And he just kept sending me these beats. And this one really grabbed my attention because I like a little rock and roll. You know, I like a little funk heavy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This rock and roll kind of thing. So I did it and put it on the CD. Now, the record company, they come from a rock and roll background, so they picked it as the first single. But Urban Radio, like, never loved the man.
Okay.
So, so we released it with a video and everything. And it's a wonderful song to perform live because we go into, like, a real rock thing, and we did it in Atlanta. And I recently did it on the Soul Train cruise and all that, and they loved it. But, you know, for radio and just my background and my history of music, Urban Radio didn't know where to place it. So, you know, like I said, they chose Never Love the Man. But I love the song, and the video is out. You can go on YouTube and Vevo and see the video. And I just love it. It's a different side of Melissa Morgan.
All right. Everybody stay in your seats. I'll be right back. Here is No More.
You do this.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. It caught people a little by surprise. It was like, are you going hip hop? It's like, no, it's just a different side of me. And music, you should be able to express different sides, you know, of yourself.
Yeah, yeah. And that's good. That's more like you're reinventing yourself and you're attracting more fans and keeping your same followers
exactly.
that love your music.
Yes.
Yes. Will you be collaborating with any other artists in the near future on any other new music projects? You can give us any details.
Oh, you know what? I don't have anything yet, but, you know, I'm always looking and thinking about, you know, my friends that I would love to collaborate with. You know, I love all the new energy that's out there. One of my songs, excuse me, Fool Paradise, is a part of the Love and Hip Hop Miami theme song for the TV show. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a co-writer on the theme song because they use snippets of my voice and of my song Fool's Paradise. So we're very excited about that, you know, with Trina and Trick Daddy and all these wonderful people. I mean, my song has been covered by Mary J. Blige, LL Cool J, Jay-Z. I have platinum plaques and stuff for being co-writers on their project. And even one of my songs, Mary J. Blige sang in the I Can Do Better by Myself movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end when she sang the song Good Woman Down. I'm a co-writer on that song.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, that's part of a song. Called A Heartbreaking Decision that she used, you know, as part of the music. And when I went to see her, she performed it in her show, and it just really touched my heart. So she's a fan. I'm a fan of hers. And I would love to do something with her in the future, you know, if it's in the cards, and God will make that happen. That'd be great.
Well, a lot of folks would love to see you and Freddie Jackson pair up again on a song.
Yes, we did that together again. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
And my first Grammy Award show that I went to, I went as his date. Yeah, because they were like, well, who you want to take it? And all these girls, you know, was auditioning. He said, I want to take Melissa because she's my friend. You know?
Right.
And it was so wonderful. I mean, back then it was just really great thing. You know, he's like, I'll pay for her dress and her hair and her makeup and everything. We'll fly her out. But I want her to go to me to my first Grammy. And I went with her, with him. And since they were still friends. So, you know, things like that, I've toured with him. I would love to tour with him again. It's great to see people like The Whispers and Stephanie Mills continuing that legacy of them touring together, and Regina Bell and Peebo Bryson touring again. And I would love to tour with Freddie again so we can keep our legacy like that alive. It'd be great.
Oh, wow. And I would like to ask you, what organizations or nonprofit organizations that you collaborate with or you participate or involved in, and are you doing any things for your community and where you live at in your city?
Well, I have the Melissa Morgan Foundation.
Okay.
And we have given out monetary help. I wouldn't call them scholarships. Monetary help for educational excellence for young women going to college that need books and you know, supplies and things like that, just to help them out a little bit. But one of the things that I've enjoyed doing over the years is that when Katrina hit New Orleans, we did a massive backpack for the kids across the country with my shows.
Amazing.
Through the Melissa Morgan Foundation. And that was a wonderful thing for me to see those kids misplaced in hotels. We come up in there with those backpacks with the books and Little Welch's candies and toothbrush and toothpaste. and little washcloths and stuff, and just to see the smiles on their face was really wonderful. So we did that a couple of years after Katrina, and we had so many backpacks that when school started, we was giving them out to the kids at the beginning of school, you know, in the community. So, yeah, that was really fun. It's always to do something, you know, when you give back to the kids. And recently, a young lady in South Carolina, one of my best friend's daughters, she does a thing for the Cinderella Day for the prom girls that need prom dresses and shoes and stuff. And I donated several gowns and shoes for Cinderella Day. Yeah. And those kind of things just make me smile. So, you know, she's having a Cinderella Day like it's coming up like the end of February. And she's like, I know just the person that can wear that dress and those shoes, and I'm going to take a picture and send it to you. And those kind of things I really enjoy because we get so much in this industry because we buy clothes for the stage and we have shoes, and sometimes people give us things, designers and stuff. And it's good to just give that away without asking for anything in return that could help somebody else.
Yes. So if they want to follow up with your organization, how would they find it? Can you give that information, please?
It's just the Melissa Morgan Foundation, and it's just only when I'm doing things. But if you wanted to find out anything on me, you can contact me through my website, which is also my EPK, but you can contact me. Everybody can contact me on there, and that's MelissaMorgan1.com. MelissaMorgan1.com, and that's MelissaMorgan, the number one.com. And it has a contact site on there, part of the website, and you can just contact me and let me know. You can always, again, contact me on any of my social medias. I read everything, and I answer people back, and I go on Messenger at least two or three times a week, so it won't go unanswered for too long.
All right. Thank you for that information. Much appreciated. I would like to play How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? I know you got a story on this one.
Yes, I had a cousin named Sue Boyd who, I mean, she woke up, she lived her day. She eat, slept, and lived Al Green.
Oh, yeah.
Just loved Al Green.
Who doesn't?
Yes, and she's passed away. May she rest in peace. But she was one of the first black secretaries on Wall Street. And she had, a beautiful like apartment, like when we were growing up, and she had the latest record player and all the latest records and all the beautiful clothes and stuff like that. And when Al Green came out, I'm talking morning, noon, and night, you know, sundown, sun up, midnight parties, no parties, whatever. She would play Al Green. And so we grew up, you know, in her house, running around and playing with her son because he was, you know, my cousin. And we grew up listening to this wonderful, wonderful music of Al Green.
Okay, okay.
And, yeah, and so, again, when I got to do this song with Cleopatra, they asked me to do 6 cover songs. I had a number one dance hit again, with an Al Green song, because I did Still in Love with You, and Louis Vega went in and did a dance remix on it, and it became very, very popular, and it went to number one twice. It went to number one by itself, and then it went to number one as a remix again several years later. So when they asked me to do a cover song, I said, well, I've got to do an Al Green in remembrance of my cousin because she passed away, you know, in the interim of the 10 years. And I chose How Can You Mend a Broken Heart because she would just play that song. I think she played that song. It was a record that she played until it was white and had to go and get another one. Remember how you played it on the record?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the regular playwright, you'd have to go and buy another one. I'm sure Tuboy did that on How Can You Mend a Broken Heart. And it just, when people hear that song with me doing it live, it just takes them back to that moment of what they were doing. And it's such a beautiful thing to see people go back to their, you know, to something that was good to them musically, their childhood or getting married or being hurt by someone. I'm glad to bring that feeling back to people now.
All right, well, here it is. How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? Span your seat, Miss Morgan, and we'll be right back.
Could ever change. I wanted to take them back to a time when they felt good, and it was good, and we had a wonderful president, and we were all fighting for great things, and it meant something. I want my music to mean something to the soul, And that's what I want people to take with them, with all of my music, whether it's love, whether it's, you know, me saying it's time to make a change with things, whether I'm saying, you know, just sit back and remember how it used to be.
Yeah.
Or even if I'm saying, you know, love demands, you know, and what it demands now, I want to take people somewhere where they feel good in their soul. And if I can do that, then I've accomplished my goal.
Right. And thank you for that information. Thank you. Now, you're more than welcome to give a shout out to those that supported you along in your journey on this new music project.
Cleopatra Records, yeah, Cleopatra Records, who believed in me and said, you know, it's time for you to do a new CD, and we're going to put it out. It's, you know, independent label, it's different now with independent labels. They take a chance on you, but you've got to kick in and help too. So I thank all the people that interviewed me, the R&B Junkie. Official website, the singersroom.com, Bronze Magazine, oh my God, Fashion God Magazine that I'm on, the February cover now, and it'll be out in print on February 15th, STS Entertainment and Fashion Magazine, Modelocity Magazine, just Lavish Life, Demo Shell Magazine, just all the people that have said, you know, all the radio stations that have said, come and do an interview, and you, Brenda, thank you so much. You know, the people that believe in, and I'm going to be doing a wonderful thing with Sirius XM Radio as well. They are going to feature me as one of their artists in June for Black Music Month. And that happened on the Soul Train Cruise, and performing there. They say, you know what, come sit down, do an interview with us, and we're going to feature it. You know, we're going to feature you all month in June. So wonderful things come out of us supporting each other. So I thank everyone. I thank my fiance, Sebastian Thomas, who's been there with me since day one, and he helps me with everything. I thank my assistant, Darlene Scott, and everyone, just everyone who's been there, all my friends, Ulysses Carter, who helped me get television on Circle of Sisters Live in Atlanta. I did that. And all the people that booked me, the promoters and everything. I could go on and on and on. So I just thank everybody. I love you all.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, could you give us your website information and your social sites again, please, for our listeners?
Oh, yes. My website is MelissaMorgan1.com. That's basically my EPKN website. It's MelissaMorgan1.com. And that's where you find out a lot of information about me, my bio, and all the stuff that I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm also, we're going to be releasing a blog soon, too, because I do lifestyle stuff. Before I give you the rest of the information, I want to talk about some of the other things that I do. I do lifestyle things. I renovate and decorate, you know, my homes and stuff, and I love putting all that up. I do wonderful tablescapes, and I do Melissa fruit sticks, which is kind of like edible arrangements, but I do it with a little bit more love.
Wow. Okay.
Parties and all kind of wonderful things. And you can go on Lifestyles with Melissa Morgan on Facebook and on Instagram and Twitter. And you can see all the wonderful things that I've been doing with my tablescape, with my renovating. I designed and did my whole walk-in closet. I took a room in my house in South Carolina and gutted it, and did a whole beautiful walk-in closet that was inspired by the Kardashians, but I think mine's a little smaller.
Okay. That's all right.
So
that's all right.
That. Yeah, so So Lifestyles with Melissa Morgan blog is going to be launching in the next couple of weeks. We've been working on it for over a year, and so we're basically ready to do that. But anyway, my social media for Facebook is Melissa Morgan 2, and that's Melissa with one S, M-E-L-I-S-A-M-O-R-J-N 2. And my fan page is Melissa Morgan Fan Page 1. Twitter is Melissa Morgan 22, M-E-L-I-S-A-M-O-R-G-A-N 22. And Instagram is Melissa Morgan 1 again, M-E-L-I-S-A-M-O-R-G-A-N 1. And don't forget the lifestyle pages, because that's just another side of me that I like to show. That we get so absorbed in this industry and wanting to make it and be successful, and you know, and it becomes a grind and a chore after a while. And I never wanted to
do
that.
So
these are some of my outlets. And I crochet. I crochet blankets.
And where do you
by
find
Melissa.
The time? Where do you find the
you
time to do that?
I find the time on the planes while we're waiting for planes, on the trains. Yep.
Okay.
When I go to Aruba, you know, I'll crochet on the beach. When we're sitting here watching Netflix, I watch Netflix like everybody else.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I just can't find
the patience in doing it. I don't have the patience.
Yes, well, my fiance is a movie buff, so we have to take time out to watch Netflix and watch movies. And when we do, you know, I'll pull out my crochet and crochet a little bit. And, you know, now I'm actually making a wonderful blanket for a young lady who's like a niece to me. And she's in Morgan University, her second year. And I promised it to her by her first year, but it'll be finished by this year. So when she goes back in September, she'll have a warm blanket. And people call me to make blankets for babies and all kind of wonderful stuff. So there is another side to me besides just the music.
Yeah. Well, that's nice of you. That's real generous of you to do that. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any words of wisdom or advice to give out to the world? You like to give a message to deliver, or deliver a message, or any advice?
Be true to your heart. Whatever you do, be true to your heart, and it will be a wonderful experience and journey for you to take. If you're not true to your heart and soul, it becomes a mess. So don't do what people tell you to do. Do what is in your heart and where your heart and your love leads you. You know, I've always been an advocate to tell kids, because there's so much crazy stuff out there with all these things I'm hearing about, these synthetic drugs and all that. Please try to stay drug-free and stay away from that. If you see your friends doing that, it's okay to turn around and say, no, I don't do that. Take me home. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be with the crowd. You know, because something that you do now is going to affect you many, many years later. And it might stunt you from being the person that you're supposed to be. God leads me with everything. So, you know, stay drug-free. There's so many other wonderful things that you can get involved in. Like you said, with the community, helping the kids, you know, the reading, writing, learning, traveling. I love traveling, exploring things, crocheting, cooking. So many other things you can do that is more uplifting and more positive and productive than doing drugs and being out in the streets doing the wrong things. So be encouraged by your heart. If your heart tells you that it's wrong, it's most likely wrong. Follow your heart.
Thank you for that advice. Thank you so much. Thank you for your participation, Melissa Morgan, tonight. Thank you so much
for
taking out your time to come on my show. This show is recorded. If anyone misses it, still keep that link. You'll be able to go back and listen to the show. Melissa, I will keep in contact with you. Can you give us the information on your performance that's coming up later this month in February?
Oh, in February again, I'm going to be at this Saturday, February 9th, I'm going to be at Amazuru Nightclub for the pre-Valentine's Day jam. And that's going to be with Horace Brown, and there's going to be some comedy with Ray DeJean. So you're going to get comedy, you're going to get concert, and we're going to do a meet and greet afterwards where I'll sign my new CDs and get out postcards and take pictures. And so please come out this Saturday from 10 to 4 a.m. in the morning in Jamaica, Queens, Amazuru Nightclub. And you can get tickets on Eventbrite, and that's 347-744-1864 or Eventbrite. You know, just go on there and look for the concert this weekend, this Saturday, February 9th. And I'll be there. I'll see you there.
Wow. Thank you for that information. Thank you. I hope someone will be taking pictures and a video of your performance or it and everything. I hope it will be posted on any social sites, Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. I really thank you so much, Ms. Morgan, for coming on my show. Thanks to Verdina for contacting you and our connection. That's amazing.
We have a new friendship now. See, and this we will continue for years to come because I'll be releasing my music, and you'll be having me on your podcast, and I'm going to be coming to your town and performing. Virginia is going to make it happen, and all of this is beautiful stuff. This is women working together. This is good, positive stuff, y'all.
Yes, and thank you so much. You're a blessing. You have a blessed evening and a good night. I will be playing
All
Love
right,
Changes.
Too.
And I'll be keeping in contact
you
with you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. God bless. Bye, everybody.
Oh, God bless. All right, everyone. This is Lady Diva. I'm going to play Love Changes by Miss Morgan. This is Lady Diva signing out. Stay tuned for more shows for a new February of 2019. Good night, everyone.
different about it, huh?
You gonna get more loving,
more kissing,
more squeezing,
more hugging,
and more
what?